Hello, this is Maggie Dillon Katz, and welcome to Getting to Calm, and welcome to creating your own version of Getting to Calm, your own tool, and your own visualization to get to calm. I just gave as a gift another visualization, and it centered around water as a vision of getting to calm. And this time, what we're going to do is have you find your own. And so I will pose questions as you close your eyes, and you'll create your own calm, safe space. Let's begin. And we're going to begin by first, you want to find a space that is quiet for you and comfortable and where you feel safe. And you can be sitting, lying down, standing up. Most likely, you'll probably want to close your eyes. So pick a place that you won't be interrupted and where you feel a sense of calm in that space. All right. Now we're going to start by having you close your eyes. And you're going to take 4 deep breaths. And you want to, if you can, take deep breaths from your belly, up, up, up through your diaphragm, and then breathe out. If you can, up through, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe out, imagine your air going north, south, east, and west. Imagine it going above and below you. And then imagine the fifth direction, which is center. Imagine your beautiful breath coming back to center, you being the center. So go ahead and do that. Okay, with your eyes closed, I want you to trust your wise memory and go in your mind's eye to a place that brings you a sense of relaxation, brings you a sense of calm and a sense of peace, a place where you tend to be. Have that feeling of calmness in your body and hopefully even a sense of tranquility. So search in your wise memory for that place. And if you have several places, just pick the one that came first to you or the one that feels right. Now, keep on breathing gently. Remember to breathe. Breathing is one of the best ways to calm our nervous system and calm our amygdala, which is the part of the body that goes into that flight or fight place. And I'm going to ask you some questions so you can pull up this memory or this place. Where are you? Where is this place? Are you alone, or are you with others? What does it feel like in your body to be in this place? What does it feel like in your body to be in this place? How does your body feel? And what are the emotions in your body when you're in this place? What are the sounds around you in this place? Are the sounds of people? Is the sounds of music? Is the sounds of crowds or the city? Or is it the sounds of nature, like the wind, or water, or fire? What are the scents or the smells? Does that scent or smell put you at ease? The scent of flowers, the scent of a tree or a cedar tree, or the scent of a person, the scent of a baby. What are the scents or the fresh scent of rain after it's just rained? What are the scents and smells of this place? What are the sounds? What are the feelings? And how does your body feel in this space? Is this a space that you can recreate in your mind on a regular basis? And is this a space you can recreate in reality? Is it something you can go to or be in a more regular way? Drop into your heart. Drop into your belly and your gut. Drop into your intuition. What is it about this space, this place, or these people that brings you to calm? What is it that your body and your heart yearns for about this space, place, or people? Now look around one last time and take it all in fully. Breathe it in from your belly. Breathe it in from your gut. Breathe it all the way through your body, so that it's living in your body, this feeling, this place of calm. And thank your body and the situation for showing itself to you. And ask, is there anything else your body or you wants to know about this situation? And now take 4 deep breaths and start to come back to now, to where you are. Come back into your body. Come back into your surroundings. Get out a piece of paper or your laptop or something you can write on. And write down what you saw, what you smelled, what you felt, maybe what you tasted. Write down all the senses that were present in that situation. And then write down what your body loved about it, and your heart, and your soul. What about it supported you in feeling good and feeling calm? And were there any surprises or ahas? Write them down. And then put this somewhere you'll see it, so you don't just forget. And you can do this visualization again, because there may be several places that bring you to calm from your life and from your memory. And you can pull them out as tools whenever you need them. Even if you're at work and it's busy and crazy, you can disappear for a minute or two, even to someplace like a bathroom stall. It's not very attractive, but you can close your eyes and recreate. Or if you're lucky, you can go outside or go to someplace that is even more supportive. But know you can create these spaces, even if they're just for 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be as long as we did, to bring yourself to calm. So I wish for you to be able to come to calm and to center often, so that you may let go of any anxiety or any fears that you have in each moment or each day, and gently, like a wave, a gentle wave, wash away the tension, the fear, the anxiety in your body. It's not a once-off. It's a money multi-time tool to use over and over. Thank you for participating. May it bring you calm. May it bring you peace. Thank you. This is Maggie Dillon Katz.